This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The ongoing budget stalemate is not just affecting public colleges and universities in Illinois. Students at private institutions are also feeling the pinch, which is why some Knox College students joined a large demonstration this week at the state capitol. Tri-State's Public Radio's Kate Mishkin reports.
Unlike public colleges and universities, Knox does not rely on state aid. Most of its budget comes from tuition and donations. But nearly 325 Knox students rely on MAP grants to help pay for school. That's nearly one in five.
If I don't get the grant, I'm not going to Knox anymore.
That's Knox freshman Zina Adad. She's one of the Knox students who rallied at the State House. Another is junior Marilyn Barnes of Chicago.
I'm here because if I don't get the MAP grant, I can't come back to school, and I already paid my lease, so I have to live in Galesburg for the next year either way. I'm hoping to get attention from the people in power, so that we can get the MAP grant for the coming year and hopefully for the years to come.
Knox, Monmouth College, Western Illinois University, and other schools have covered tuition costs for MAP grant recipients for the current school year. But some schools are warning they won't be able to do that again. Protesters in Springfield huddled under a tent in the rain while listening to some Illinois legislators who voiced their support for MAP funding. One of them is Democratic Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana, whose district includes the U of I.
It was the students who came through. That's right. The students came through from all over the state and said, we are not going to allow you to put our generations into poverty. You must fund higher education. I'm on board. You're on board. Let's work together, get every rep on board before we leave this week.
Later, protesters took to the second floor of the Capitol building, chanting phrases like, si se puede, and education is a right. I'm Kate Mishkin, Tri-State's Public Radio News.